B'tachan for Life, Shir 1800, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Korach. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Yeshuas with children. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send them Hatzlocha with their children, Lo'irich Yom Tovim. We move on to the next level. The level that we just finished discussing, that is the level of smicha. Smicha is the seventh level, which means it's a very intense understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. Smicha means you're dependent on the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Like the example is on your taxes, you list your dependents. Smicha means dependent on the Rabbeinu Shlalom. So in the context of what we're discussing, a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is going through a difficulty. So he could have tikva, which means he has hope. He could have machse, which means he feels sheltered by the Rabbeinu Shlom. The Rabbeinu Shlom is taking care of him, and therefore he assumes that the Rabbeinu Shlom is going to help him. He could feel teichelas. He's anticipating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. He could feel chikoi. He could actually be waiting for the Rabbeinu Shlom to save him. Or smicha. Smicha means he's totally dependent on the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Meaning smicha opens up a new approach, kind of a new approach in Bitachon. It's not just that I'm relying or I'm anticipating or I'm hopeful or I'm waiting for the Rabbeinu Shlalom to save me. I'm much more engaged than that. I'm actually depending. I'm leaning on the Rabbeinu Shlalom. That's what smicha means. I feel myself as a dependent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The example we gave is a pasuk in Tehillim. Alecha nismachti mibaten. David HaMelech says he's dependent on the Rabbeinu Shlalom from when he came out of his mother's stomach. That is a much more intense, much more engaged feeling. You're concerned about a health issue, Rachmana Litzlan? You're a dependent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He supports you. He takes care of you. Relax. Lean on him. He's going to take care of you. Don't just stand on the side, so to speak, and anticipate a Yeshua or even wait for the Yeshua. Feel like the Rabbeinu Shlalom is taking care of you in the sense that he's supporting you. You feel supported by the Rabbeinu Shlalom. And therefore, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to solve this problem also. So in a certain sense, smicha is similar to machse in the attitude of our approach towards the Rabbeinu Shlalom. But it's much more intense. It's not just that you're living under the Rabbeinu Shlalom's shelter. You're actually depending on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're leaning on him. But not like a misha, not like a cane, not like just a crutch. You're leaning on him in the sense that if he's not there, you'll fall down. Smicha means a real leaning, like when you lean on an animal, when you bring a carbon. You have to lean on it. It's called smicha. You lean on it with all of your kayach. That's what smicha means to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm dependent on the Rabbeinu Shlalom. I rely on him. I lean on him. He's the one that takes care of me. And therefore, I'm not concerned because I know that he will solve my problem.